Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Remember, the quiet ones always have the darkest secrets. It's time to uncover them on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
I guess that's the other question. Why? This has been in existence since 2009. Why now? Why now are they going after Keefe D, who made these allegations to the officers all those years ago, to investigators, and then wrote a book, went on many, many shows talking about his own involvement in all of this? Why now? I mean, why are we doing all of this? I mean, this should have probably been done 25 years ago or even longer. This stuff is not necessarily new information that's come to light.
It's not. And I don't know the answer, but is one possible answer that there is all this sort of, you know, negative attention towards Diddy and he's kind of an easy target to go after right now? Or you know, did California look at this back in 2010 and say, gosh, you know, we just have this gang member saying Diddy asked him to do this. We're not going to go after him. But now, and since Diddy is this sort of societally viewed monster, does that sort of grease the wheels a little bit to go in that direction at this point in time? It might.
Is that what you think maybe happened back then in the 90s, that they looked at this case going, oh, it's another thug rapper and they got shot and it's some sort of beef between two gangs and just kind of writing it off, not assuming there's more to it, which there usually is. But we know historically cases like this, especially if you're not famous, there's no investigation or very, very little. It is written off as just that, gang violence, gang related. Case closed. It was a beef from this person to that person. We don't need to investigate it further. Obviously, there's a little bit more in this case, but I'm wondering if they just kind of treated it like your average run-of-the-mill gang violence.
Especially in the 90s, that there was really that sentiment. As difficult as it may be to hear, I think different deaths were treated differently, and some circumstances that involved gang violence and shootings, I think cops in some locales were a bit exasperated by all of that and just said, hey, this keeps happening, and those are we're going to give less attention to those than we are deaths that do not involve that kind of a context, that sort of gang shoot 'em up context. And that could very well have led to such a delay in truly addressing this case and trying to find who's responsible.
Let me get your reaction to this, and this is a fairly new thing as we're recording. Sean Diddy Combs filing a $50 million lawsuit now against Courtney Burgess, as well as one of the alleged victims who testified to a grand jury about this hard drive or this flash drive that Courtney claims that he has or that he turned over to federal authorities. This is what he claims. Diddy now suing for $50 million against him, the witness, the attorney, and News Nation as well for broadcasting the story and broadcasting the interviews that they had with Courtney and this alleged victim of Diddy. You know, it's out there. We've been talking about this on this show, too, for quite a while, these allegations against him. Courtney came out and said that he was interviewed by the grand jury. In fact, like the day after there was more grand jury testimony, went on News Nation and said, I was questioned, saying, here's what I gave them. I found that kind of surprising right away that a grand jury, someone who's giving testimony, is like out there talking about it right away. How do we know? I mean, I guess that's the question for News Nation to a certain extent of, you know, how do we determine if he ever even gave grand jury testimony and if this hard drive is even real? Because Diddy is saying this isn't real and he has the gumption enough to try and sue for $50 million. That could open up more discovery in another part of the case. I'm thinking, if it's not real, it may not be real. Otherwise, he's opening himself up to another ball of worms in discovery, trying to prove that this stuff is in fact real, if it is.
Oh, gosh, you know, just another possible layer of this saga is revealed. Like, it just keeps going and snowballing. You know, here, certainly News Nation has to do their due diligence in vetting their interviewees, making sure that information is accurate and that they're not just putting out garbage out there. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether it's true or not, but I do think it is important for Diddy to go on the offensive here a little bit, just from a legal strategy standpoint. You know, he has taken so many, you know, punches to the face in this ongoing legal saga that he's got to start dealing out a few blows. And if he believes that inaccurate information was presented against him and has caused him some serious reputational losses, then he should pursue that, and he is.
Let's play devil's advocate for a second here. Let's say this flash drive really does exist. Let's say he did submit it to the feds and it's out there. We're not going to know about it. The feds are never going to say, yes, we talked to him and he gave us this. That's not going to come out until an actual trial. What exactly would be the strategy if again, hypothetical, if Diddy knows that this is true, to go after and out here claim a $50 million lawsuit saying it's all false? Is there any advantage to that other than he's striking back in what looks like a really strong way in the middle of all of these allegations? Or is this kind of a really dumb move where the repercussions of throwing this out there long term not going to be great?
Yes, I mean, he might, if it is true what this person said to the that they did testify to the grand jury and they did give that flash drive to authorities, and Diddy is just saying that they didn't in this lawsuit, there might be some sort of brief optics benefit from that, but it's going to look horrible later on if it comes out that what Diddy is claiming is untrue. He's going to look even more deceptive, even more nefarious, and it's going to look like he's abusing the system, which he's been accused of in terms of witness and victim intimidation.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many things here where you play the short game, long game. I don't know that you can do both at the same time or manage it very well. But I get it. Like, if you are accused of all these horrible things, the litany of the list is huge. You have to imagine some of these are probably made up. But when you have this many, you got to assume, you know, there's probably some truth to some of it somewhere. But to go out swinging against ones that are not legit, is that a wise move at this time? I mean, considering just how quickly society is out there ready to judge anybody who is, quote unquote, blaming a victim. And we don't know if this person is a victim because it's never been tried in court. It's just one person's word against somebody else's. Is this a wise move?
If Diddy knows that what he's presenting is untrue in this sort of legal artifice, not only is it unwise, but it's unethical of the attorney who is pursuing this on Diddy's behalf. That attorney has a responsibility to investigate and vet what Diddy is saying. You know, what they need to go and try to learn whether this person actually testified to a grand jury, to try to learn whether such a flash drive exists and whether it could have been given to authorities. And I've got to hope that his attorney has done that kind of due diligence. But if they haven't, not only is Diddy's liberty in question, but the attorney's license could be in jeopardy.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.